From WSHU Public Radio, this is Capitol Avenue.
Will members take your seats in the chamber so we can get started with our session today?
I'm Ebong Udama, WSHU's senior political reporter.
And I'm Tom Kuser, WSHU's Morning Edition host.
In this podcast, we try to make sense of local and national politics and events by talking to the people who are directly involved.
In this episode, we go back in time to the summer of 1994. Donald Trump joined Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim in announcing, with fanfare, Trump Park City Plaza. It was to be, among other things, an amusement park, retail and residential space, and a shipping terminal on the harbor front in the south end of Bridgeport. But the project never materialized. Now, Ebong, I remember at that time there was talk about having a casino in the city of Bridgeport. Did this venture have something to do with a casino?
It did. At that time, the Connecticut legislature was debating an expansion of gaming in Connecticut beyond the state's compact with the Mashantucket Pequot Indian tribe. They were looking for a way to revitalize the economy of Bridgeport, a city that had been on the brink of bankruptcy just a couple of years before. Several Las Vegas casino operators, including famous developer Steve Wynn, showed interest. So did Trump, who at the time operated casinos in Atlantic City.
But did Trump ever actually include a casino in these Bridgeport plans?
No, he did not. He said it would be strictly an amusement facility. I spoke with Lenny Grimaldi. He managed four election campaigns for Mayor Ganim, and at that time, he was also working as a public relations consultant for Trump. Grimaldi later pled guilty to federal corruption charges for conspiring with another mayoral aide and Ganim to collect kickbacks from developers. He then testified against Ganim, resulting in the mayor being sent to federal prison for 7 years. Here's what Grimaldi told me about his dealings with Trump.
I represented Trump for 4 years. During that time, I was his, you know, his spokesperson, his eyes and ears, providing intelligence about the gaming potential expansion in the state of Connecticut, specifically Bridgeport is the host site. Trump buys a piece of property at the edge of the South End in downtown Bridgeport. Was a 5-acre parcel that once hosted a major manufacturer in the city, Jenkins Valve. He buys that piece of property as insurance. His attitude was very simple with me. And when he hired me, he said, listen, I'd rather not have gaming expansion in the state of Connecticut. But if it's going to happen, I want it. If it's not going to happen, I want to kill it. Because he feared that if he didn't have casino expansion in the state, he didn't control it, it would cannibalize his Atlantic City operation. So primarily he wanted to kill it. He didn't want to see expansion in Connecticut for gaming, but if it was going to happen, he wanted to be the one to control it.
But eventually the expansion of gaming did not pass the Connecticut legislature. So what became of Trump's project?
Well, Trump did nothing with the property in Bridgeport. In the meantime, he owed $300,000 a year in property tax to the city. Here's Grimaldi's explanation of what happened.
He was interested in doing something, but he wasn't going to kill himself to make it happen. So he decided, I'm not paying it anymore. I said, what do you mean not paying it? He said, I'm not paying it. It's ridiculous, the assessment on it, I'm not going to pay it. So as his representative, I went to Mayor Joe Ganim and said that, you know, Trump's decided he's not going to pay the taxes on it. Ganim had already decided that that would be a good location for a ballpark in Bridgeport. So Bridgeport had been talking to minor league officials from the Atlantic League, which still exists, to start a new team with a new league in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And they felt that that was going to be a really good location for a minor league baseball facility. So Trump and Ganim have a conversation. Ganim says, listen, you're not going to pay the taxes. No, I'm not going to pay the taxes. Tell you what, why don't you deed the property over to the city and I'll forgive the taxes. And that, in a nutshell, is what happened. So Trump stopped paying the taxes. Ganim calls him up. I want that location for a minor league baseball stadium. You sign the deed over to the city and I'll waive the taxes on it. And that's what happened.
And that's how the city got the ballpark and the arena at Harbor Yard in Bridgeport?
That's how it happened. Trump sold the land to the city for a dollar and the forgiveness of all back taxes. The deal was investigated by the FBI as part of the probe into corruption in the Ghanem administration, but Trump was never accused of wrongdoing. There's also an interesting footnote to this, Tom.
And what's that?
It was at a rally at the arena at Harbor Yard, which is on land which was once owned by Donald Trump, that President Barack Obama made his closing argument in the 2010 midterm election. And if you remember, that was the election that produced Democrats Daniel Malloy as governor, Richard Blumenthal as senator. And as you may recall, Malloy's win was decided several days after the election following a recount in Bridgeport. So it appears that rally might have been crucial to the Democrats winning in Connecticut. And now Joe Ghanem, having served his time in prison, is once again mayor of Bridgeport.
Well, that's quite a story. Ebong, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Ebong Udama is WSHU's senior political reporter. Connecticut's Republican and Democratic primaries are on Tuesday.